Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Judge Kevin Parker and Rick Wilson from the Indianola Lions Club about the Flag Day presentation.
Indianola Lions Club does a presentation with the Indianola Community School District giving away some flags. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we started our Flag Day or President's Day program approximately 28 years ago. This program honors our flag. It provides a little bit of patriotism for the kids, or we try to instill some patriotism into the students. And what we found out is that the best grade to approach are those third graders, because they're the most enthusiastic, most fun-loving, and they just sit right on the edge of their seats, and they actually listen to some of us old guys in the Noon Lions Club. And this will be our 28th year. We try to select President's Day week. We contact the schools, and the schools have been very kind to provide us with the opportunity to not only present a flag to each of the third graders, but also a pamphlet or some material as to what the flag is and what it means to some folks. And this isn't our first, our initial thought. What we had done is we had stolen this from a Lions Club over in California. One of our members, who's now deceased, he was in California for the winter, and he attended a meeting, and they were doing this in California. He thought it was a great idea. It instilled some patriotism into the children, and so we brought this back, and we started this first time on February 16th of 1990, and we've been doing it every year since then. We've had a lot of volunteers that helped us through the Noon Lions Club, and we've had a few chairs that will have spearheaded this, and it's been a lot of fun. And we've, over the years, what we've done is we have basically seen every elementary school in town, and during those 27 years, this will be our 28th year, we've given away over 6,000 flags in that time period.
All right. That's a lot of flags and a long time to go. Rick, talk a little bit about the tradition of this. Your daughters went through this. Now your grandkids are going through this as well. Just kind of talk about what it means to be able to do this for the Indianola schools.
This is something that, like Kevin has said, we've done it for several years. And that tradition that we bring to that, and these kids look forward to us coming to their school and doing this. And we talk about the flag, not only the United States flag, but the Iowa flag. And when the Iowa became a state, the United States flag, we talk about the stars and stripes, you know, where is the, on the flag, where's the Iowa star, that kind of thing. But it means a lot to these kids. And then really over the years, and I've done this for several years, as we all have, but we actually, I think as much as we give to the kids, these young people today, they kind of give it right back to us, and they know a lot more than we think they do, they're very knowledgeable about the flag and how to fold it, what to do with the flag if it gets battered or torn, that kind of stuff. And it's nice visiting and seeing these young people and see how they grow. And I'll tell you what, my daughter Katie was one of the first classes that we did third at Emerson. And she's part of our Lions Club now, and she still remembers. I think she still has her flag. I believe so. I'm sure she does. But like you said, my daughters, my grandkids, once they get through that, they've gone through that. I got a couple more that are going to be going through that. But it is just delightful to see these kids. They kind of keep you young, and they are very knowledgeable about the flag and those kind of things, Andrew.
Talk a little bit about some of the best memories that you have from this and also this year's program.
Well, the kids, you always ask them, we would do this on Flag Day. We ask them, when is Flag Day? And they really, they'll come up with July 4th, generally is the answer. And I say, well, it's June 14th. And a lot of them will say, well, it's my dad's or my mom's birthday or whatever. And I said, we'd have it then. They said, oh, yeah, let's do it then. I said, but you don't have school that day. It's summer vacation. So these kids are extremely enthusiastic about this. And I'd have to think a little bit about some of the interesting answers we've received over the years, because we try to explain to them what the stars and stripes mean, what each star means, and also with the Iowa flag. And I always tell them, you know, we have June 14th as our U.S. Flag Day, but we also have a flag day honoring the Iowa flag. And I said, you go home and stump your parents. They may know what the U.S. Flag Day is, but March 29th is our March Flag Day. So it's a situation that a lot of these kids know a lot about the U.S. flag and also the Iowa flag because their teachers are great. They have a curriculum within the school districts that help them understanding some of the government and also some of the flags. And we really want to thank the teachers.
Thanks to Judge Kevin Parker and Rick Wilson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.